There was evidence already out there that was public, more than enough to prosecute the Obama, Hillary, Biden gang. And now we've got more evidence coming out. And everyone's getting excited about it, but my response is, where are the prosecutions? I've been talking about this Russiagate stuff, and there's so much that's been released. You know, and generally, and it's good it's been released. I'm not complaining about the disclosures. Many of these records have been withheld from Judicial Watch through our FOIA lawsuits. We uncovered pretty much everything that we know about the abuse of Trump under the false Russiagate smears. Comey lying, stealing records, et cetera, et cetera. The FISA abuses, we got the FISA records. We exposed Christopher Steele and a dossier and how the FBI was giving him money. I mean, they were giving money to Steele for the dossier along with Hillary. It was a joint operation. And then we exposed and detailed and highlighted the various meetings Obama was in to pursue and push these Russia smears in a seditious way against Trump. And so we now have more information that shows that all of that should have been prosecuted. There was more than enough evidence. There was evidence already out there that was public, more than enough to prosecute the Obama, Hillary, Biden gang. And now we've got more evidence coming out. And everyone's getting excited about it, but my response is, where are the prosecutions? And am I confident the prosecutions will emerge? I was on Newsmax the other day talking about it, so I'll let that speak for itself. Let's run that.
They declassified some terrible documents talking about Democrats and what they did. Yeah. Radical left lunatics. It's incredible what we're finding. Absolute proof of guilt. And we'll see what happens. But Clapper and Comey and that whole group of criminals, they're criminals. It was a whole scheme to try and demean Trump so that I couldn't win an election. And that is a criminal group of people. They're sick people, and they're criminals, and they should be taken care of.
President Trump speaking for a lot of Americans right there who are demanding accountability for this years-long Russia hoax scam, this after newly declassified emails, bombshells, really, that are coming out. The DNI, James Clapper, back in 2017, manufacturing an intel assessment on supposed Russian interference, directing officials to, quote, compromise the normal process, saying that they all needed to be on the same team, despite concerns from then director of the National Security Agency, Mike Rogers. Clapper responded in an email saying about Russian collusion, that's our story, and we're sticking to it, as if the facts didn't matter. It was all about the narrative. Meantime, newly declassified memos also contain allegations that the then FBI chief James Comey leaked classified material to the New York Times through a friend. He used a special conduit to the Pulitzer Prize-winning New York Times in his bid to polish his image and push for a special prosecutor to take down President Trump. It's all very sick. The story adds, Columbia University law professor Daniel Richmond admitted to agents in interviews at the FBI that he routinely communicated on behalf of Comey, his longtime friend, with New York Times reporter Michael Schmidt. And let's not forget about Adam Schiff. We now know that a whistleblower, a Democrat, working for them on the Intel Committee, told the FBI in 2017 that the then congressman approved leaking classified material, which is against the law, all in an effort to frame Trump. If true, it would be a felony. So are we going to do something? Dom Fitton is the president of Judicial Watch. He's been at the tip of the spear in exposing a lot of this from day one. He joins us live. Tom, welcome back.
Hey, good to be with you, Ed. How are you?
President Trump says, I want these people taken care of. Your reaction to the newly declassified material, because some people are saying, particularly what Clapper said, is almost a smoking gun.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's kind of a whole military's worth of smoking guns in these documents. The challenge for the Justice Department and the FBI is that there's nothing new here in the sense that the core crimes have long been known. We knew they messed with the intelligence assessment 6-7 years ago. We knew Comey and his friend Richmond. Comey took FBI files about Trump and leaked them through his friend Richmond. These were classified documents he stole, given a free pass. So now we have further details on it. Schiff was known to be a leaker and a liar. Nothing was done. We filed an ethics complaint against them. Republicans didn't do anything. So the question is, what, if anything, can be done now? Maybe there's some perjury charges. Maybe there's this conspiracy theory that works, this conspiracy theory case. Of the case that brings these crimes forward. Of course, President Obama might have some protection as under immunity. I'm a little bit fearful that not much will be done. Maybe some folks will be prosecuted for perjury. I'm as much concerned about what happened last year and why nothing's been done on that as what happened 7-8 years ago. President Trump's Secret Service protection. Obama threatened Biden, according to press reports, in order to get him to pull out of the campaign. The lawfare against Trump. None of that seems to be on at least on the hot plates there at the Justice Department. FBI can do it.
Right. So pardon me, in the last minute we have then, you're painting a picture of somebody who's been in the beginning that we've heard this before and maybe nothing happens. The counter to that is John Solomon is reporting, as you know, that there might be multiple grand juries right now in places outside D.C. where you got a left-wing jury. And this conspiracy case has a longer statute of limitations, might be going on in Florida, Virginia, Pennsylvania, other states. You have any hope that there'll be criminal charges that stick with any of those grand juries?
You know, I heard a lot of the same arguments about U.S. Attorney Durham, and I'm hopeful something different happens. If I were President Trump, I'd run the investigations directly. He can't. Look, the Justice Department just had to fire an employee for assaulting a federal police officer. That's the group that they're going to have to rely on. He should take it out of those agencies and run it himself.
Got it. All right. Tom Fitton with a reality check tonight. We appreciate it, Tom. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So, you know, what's the good news? Let's go through the good news. I know you may think, oh, boy, things are just awful. So in Albany, there's reportedly an investigation into Letitia James's abuse of office to attack the civil rights of President Trump under color of law. And that's run by the U.S. attorney in Albany, according to reports. There are reports, I think largely confirmed, that Letitia James is separately under investigation for mortgage fraud. So is Adam Schiff under investigation for mortgage fraud. We've talked about that. So that's under Justice Department investigation. There have been referrals to the Justice Department for, I think, was it Brennan and Clapper? I think it's those two, at least Brennan, for potential perjury and conspiracy charges. It's unclear if it's just for perjury, or as I talk about whether this conspiracy theory of the case, not a conspiracy theory, the conspiracy theory of the case, where the theory is that there was a conspiracy that began before Trump was elected that continued more or less to the present day as a result of a series of acts that bring it forward to the present day. It's continuous. Now, that potentially could be a bit of a stretch, but you might be able to get some perjury or maybe even treason charges depending on how the statute of limitations is interpreted or run. And who knows, maybe there are some specific acts that are pretty extraordinary that go beyond what's in the public that they're able to run with quickly. So I think there are significant challenges. I'm skeptical based on experience. We will push for more transparency, accountability, and the rule of law, and more importantly, accountability for those agencies. You know, the FBI and Justice Department can't be trusted. And that's why I'm kind of inherently skeptical. It doesn't mean they won't do good things. But, you know, I prefer it be on the outside. And frankly, the FBI should be going the way of the dodo bird, given all the corruption it's been involved in and the lack of trustworthiness. It's exhibited it in terms of being willing to a willing partner in the lawfare against Trump and innocent Americans, going mainly parents and people in churches. These folks can't be trusted. So in the meantime, Judicial Watch's litigation to get access to this information continues. We're fighting, unfortunately, the Justice Department still in court to gain access to key information about the lawfare, still waiting, for instance, for text messages between the two FBI lovebirds, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. You know, we're still fighting the FBI for 7 years over that. So that's what's behind my skepticism and what's happened in the past. All of these crimes were known to officials in the senior levels of the Justice Department, and they declined to pursue any criminal charges. So that was Barr, Jeff Sessions. So will this new group of Republicans under Trump make the same choices? I think they will prosecute a few more people, but will they go after things the way I think they should go after? I don't know. I think it's at best an open question. But, you know, I don't want to... I don't think it's my job or role to kind of tell you things I really don't believe. I'm really skeptical. I hope something good happens, but I'm skeptical, and we're going to operate as if we have to rely on ourselves to get the truth out, as we have for now 31 years that we've been operating as Judicial Watch.
Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.